Each year, the Department of Wildlife Resources coordinates the relocation and rehabilitation of young bears who appear to be orphaned and in need of care. The bears are transported to the Predator Research Facility in Millville, where they receive veterinary care and ample food to prepare them for life in the wild. Orphaned bears usually come to the facility around the end of June. Data from wildlife rehabilitation efforts has shown that by August or September, bears are strong enough to make it on their own. This year was different. Darren DuBois, Game Mammals Coordinator for the UDWR, says this cub came in underweight and dehydrated.
Normally, by this time of year, they're 60 pounds, something like that, and that's plenty big enough they can survive on their own. This one was about half that. It just seemed small, so we thought, let's feed it for a little while, a couple months, and then we'll let it go again.
As she gains strength and grows at the Predator Research Facility, the cub has everything a young bear needs, except a playmate. Dr. Julie Young, supervisory research wildlife biologist at the facility, says bear cubs do better when there's more than one.
Bear cubs are often born in a litter with more than one sibling, and so that's where they really learn to interact with other bears, socialize, play, you know, and a lot of the play is learning, right, how to do things.
Despite the cub's small size, Young says she is doing well. This bear will likely stay at the facility until October, when she will be re-released into the wild with time to explore her surroundings before settling down to hibernate for the winter. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Caroline Long.